Thanks, guys, for that. And we've got our next guest joining us. And we've got Blythe Brumleaf here to wrap up our year in 2023 and talk about some of her thoughts on what's upcoming in 2024. Blythe, thank you for joining us here today. We're talking about marketing trends coming up. But I got to ask, to round out the year and to start 2024, do we see the Jacksonville Jaguars making a playoff run?
I knew it. Oh, God, I don't know. I feel like you guys are asking me in a moment of desperation after the team loses three in a row. We are currently tied for first place in our division when we used to have a commanding lead. Now our quarterback is injured. It's a little bit of desperation, but Jaguar fans thrive in the desperation, in being the underdogs. So I'm just going to just bask in this underdog mentality because I'm not used to being the favorite. So I strive when it's more of the underdog mentality. So here's hoping.
You know what? If you would have asked me 2 weeks ago about the Dallas Cowboys, I would have said, yes, absolutely. We're winning the division. We've got that first round bye. And then I watched the Bills game last week. And now if there's one thing that the Cowboys are good at, it is choking in late December football. So here we go.
We're all struggling here. It's one of those things where it's like, all right, now I guess we'll talk about marketing, even though our football teams are crap.
There we go. Exactly. So let's move on to upcoming in 2024. 2023 brought us kind of this really interesting change in trends, a massive rise in social media marketing, really showing us the value of kind of the independent media creator that is housed within the larger image of a brand. What do we think 2024 has on the horizon? Things that we maybe are starting to see emerge, but haven't quite come to fruition yet.
So it's a case of, and I think for a lot of businesses in freight, it's one of those things where we are very familiar with the concept of supply and demand, but we're not so comfortable with using that same tactic for marketing. And so for marketing in particular, especially in 2024, it really is another game of supply and demand. Where can you be posting strategic organic content online that is going to get the most bang for your buck, where a lot of folks are spending their time online, but there's not a lot of competition? So thinking about it from the lens of supply and demand, as far as marketing is concerned, is really where you want to place a lot of your bets. But also you want to keep in mind that you only have so much time in the day. And so as we start to see more of the personal brand starting to take over, whether you work at a company or whether you're building out your own personal independent media empire, it's one of those things where you really have to be strategic on where you spend your time, because time is going to be very limited, but also factoring in that supply and demand of attention. And so coming up in 2024, I think we're going to see a lot more of that personal brand building. And I think we're going to see less of sort of the B2B versus B2C sort of marketing styles where those lines are kind of blurred. I think it's more going to be, especially in 2024 and in the coming years, it's going to be B to everyone, not just B2B or B2C.
And Blythe, I think AI was on every single person's bingo card throughout this year, no matter what the industry was. How do you see that really starting to be more impactful in the upcoming year?
I think it's going to be incredibly more impactful, not necessarily in the lens of what we're using it right now. So what we're using it right now are these large language models, ChatGPT, you have Grok, you have, you know, a few other, you know, Bing obviously is a partnership with ChatGPT, but then you have Google's Bard. There's also Gemini that's coming out very soon. So there's all of these different large language models that are starting to play a role, but within those large language models, they're going to become more personal. So data is the number one commodity in the world. And so being able as a personal brand or as a business, starting to assemble what is the most important data in your business. So frequently asked questions, common questions that leads are asking, common concerns that customers are asking, you know, thinking about it from the lens of not just your marketing data, but all of the data that you have from your TMS software or any other kind of software that you're using, starting to build those different data sets where it turns into more of a business GPT instead of ChatGPT, your business GPT or a personal GPT. ChatGPT, the platform itself, has already rolled out this capability for you to start building your own data sets and having those different data sets where you can create your own large language model that's personal to that data set. So for example, I'm going to mention it for the millionth time, but a note taking app that you have that joins automatically to every meeting, you can start separating those out into lead calls. You can separate them out into customer calls, internal meetings. And so each of those can be your own personal GPTs or your personal business GPTs. And so thinking about it from that lens, is like, what will start thinking about what kind of data sets you want to build. And the authenticity of that data is typically it's garbage in, garbage out. So you want to make sure that the data that you're collecting is something that's going to be resourceful or going to be useful for the use case of what you're creating it for. But I've started seeing, you know, websites that take their customer service inquiries and build them into their own personal GPT and loading it up on their website. I've started seeing just personal ones that are being built. I personally built one last week for a skincare routine, taking YouTubers that I really like and their advice, taking the transcripts of those descriptions, taking medical papers, and then taking the an inventory of all of the ingredients that I use, and then building it into a skincare GPT that's personalized to me. So I think we're with the adoption, greater adoption of AI, we're going to start seeing more of these personal GPTs starting to be built, where it evolves into sort of a personal assistant, or you could even have like a, you know, Anthony, you could have your own GPT that talks about, it takes all of your economic data and insights and loads it into, you know, your own personal GPT that somebody else could use as sort of a chatbot built over it. So there's a lot of fun things going on, a lot of exciting things, but I think that that's where AI is trending.
So one of my favorite things to do when it comes to the year is to make a list of what's in, make a list of what's out, the things that I'm keeping, the things that I'm tossing for the year. When it comes to your marketing trends, Blythe, I want your top three things that are in for 2024, your top three things that are out for 2024.
Ooh, okay, that's a good question. Okay, so personal things that are in, I'm going to go. I'm still a big advocate of short form video. I think AI operations is going to be a huge thing just to figure out. So you're not wasting a ton of money on, you know, these tools that don't make a whole lot of sense, or you're not spending a lot of time on these tools that are maybe only going to be around for a few months. So having somebody that is fluent in not just marketing, but also AI operations can find a way where those tools can fit into play within businesses. And I think that's how we see jobs shift. And I would say another one is going to be a surprising one. But Facebook. So we talked earlier about supply and demand. There are not that many modern creators creating content for Facebook. And so if you're thinking about where to spend your time as far as, you know, investing in marketing, Facebook groups are incredibly popular with drivers. And I never thought that I would, you know, see the day that I would be recommending folks to reinvest back into Facebook. But that is a platform that has a very low supply of creators that are on that platform, but they have incredible demand. Millions and millions of users all across the world are still using that platform every single day. So I would say that those three are on the way in. As far as on the way out, ooh, that's a really good question. I would say low quality content is definitely one of those things. With the adoption of AI, we're only going to see more just regurgitated just crap that people put into these large language models, and they don't necessarily, you know, send you out quality. So I think quality is definitely going to be an impactful thing that's going to happen in 2024. So that's definitely on the way out. And then I would say almost doing less or doing more with less is going to also be a trend, it's not even really a trend. It's something that's going to stick around. But I'm kind of stuck on that last one that's on the way out, because I kind of think that anybody can make it work as long as you invest the time into it. I would say less of, you know, Instagram probably as far as social media is concerned. And then one thing also to keep an eye out is for any of you bulk email senders out there, we do have some new email rules that are coming in March of 2024, that if you are sending more than 5,000 emails a day, which some, you know, cold email people, you know who you are. If you're sending all of those bulk emails all of the time, Google and Yahoo are finally going to start cracking down on those domains that send that large volume. So if you're sending large volume, then that might be something that you need to take a look at. But I think more personal content is going to be coming using the help of AI, but quality is really going to matter in 2024 and beyond.
Definitely going to be some amazing trends to watch. Blythe, thanks so much for your insights throughout the year. We're looking forward to all you're going to bring in 2024.
Thank you, and go Jags.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this.